Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SP Apparel Limited earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Roshan Nair from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Peter. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of BNK Securities, I would like to welcome you all for 4Q FY22 post-results conference call of SP Apparel Limited. Today, we have with us the senior management of the company, including Mr. P. Sundararajan, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. S. Lekha, Executive Director, Mr. S. Chenduran, Director, Mrs. P. V. Jeeva, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. V. Balaji, Chief Finance Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for initial comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm greetings to all of you present on this call to discuss our Q4 financial year 22 performance. I hope and wish that all of you and your loved ones are healthy and safe. As all are aware that the company has completed the retail hive off through a slump sale arrangement during 31st December 2021. After the hive off, SP Retail Ventures is continuing its operations under the subsidiary company, and Managing Director of SP Retail Ventures, Mr. Chenduran, will update you on the latest business developments of the company. As informed in the last call, we are planning to raise private equity or strategic investments in our new retail venture to grow the business and excel in its industry. Now, with regard to the current textile industry, I understand from many that, you know, I'm getting a call from various investors, shareholders, that, you know, some ambiguities about this industry, what they see in media and what they hear. I just want to update you on this. Okay, generally the scenario in textile industry is this: cotton price is going up, due to which the yarn price and in turn the garment price are going up. That is for sure. I mean, the cotton price has grown by more than double, never in the history before. And that has also affected the increase in the yarn price. So this is a general scenario, there is no doubt about it. And also the coal, and the electricity, all the raw materials and the electricity, the prices are also going up. This is definitely there. And also sometimes the pound is not in our favor, something like that, but this has also been, you know, under control. So generally from the outsider's point of view, there is a concern about the textile industry, but that's not the case with most of the big players, and especially in SP Apparel. See, because, you know, we like to highlight three points which are mitigating this kind of a situation. One is our USP, is that we are strong in babies products as always, and that's our key strength. Still remain key strength, and there is a very high entry barrier for this one. This is one thing which always, you know, supports us because of our capability. And the second point is we are backwardly as well as forwardly integrated. So this is the biggest advantage for us, especially in the current scenario, because if the cotton price goes up, yes, you know, there will be an impact in our garment costing, but we overall manage it in such a way that we don't lose the order, nor we will take the orders at the negative margin or something like that, because one way or other we will be able to make some money. That is one thing. And also the availability of cotton, availability of yarn is not an issue because our capacity of yarn is fully balanced with our sewing capacity. So that has never been a problem. And also during this crisis time, the cotton quality is not as expected by everyone, but we are able to do a proper mixing and we know what cotton we need to buy for our product. So there again, we don't have this quality issues also. So this is something, some of the advantages what we have used our backward integrated facility. And the third one is our manufacturing garmenting facility is that, as I always been telling that, it's a hub and spoke model of manufacturing setup, which means, you know, we have a fully hostel factory, fully mix of hostel and local factories. And then there again in the hostel factories, migrants as well as homestay Tamil girls are there. And we also have distant factories, you know, where there is abundant workforce available whom we can recruit and train them. So we have got a different mix of workmen availability and engaging them. So, which means if at all there is a problem in one or two factories in terms of available shortage of people, but the remaining factories will take care of this thing. So this is something which has been continuously mitigating the risk of ours. And these are the three things which I would say. And this is as far as the textile industry is concerned. So with SP Apparel, yes, you know, as I mentioned, you may not have to be having any concern about the business. I thought, you know, I will update you on these things. So regarding and I would like to give you an update on the dividend part. Yes, there has been a policy for dividend, and the board has suggested to wait until next board meeting to decide upon the dividend and the quantum of dividend. So I request everyone to wait until the next quarter result and next board meeting. Now I would like to discuss on the segment-wise our performances. The garment division, the financial performance is our garment division revenue for this quarter stood at rupees 220 crores as against 163 crores for Q4 FY21. Which is at a growth of 35% year on year. Total revenue for whole year stood at 743 crores as against 534 crores for the year ended 31st March of 21, at a growth of 38%. Adjusted EBITDA of the garment division stood at 20.1% for the current quarter versus adjusted EBITDA of 17.8% year on year. Adjusted EBITDA of garment division for the year stood at 155 crores as against adjusted EBITDA of rupees 108 crores of FY21. With regards to our current order book stands at rupees 327 crores. Our current order book stands at rupees 327 crores. And with regards to the new customer addition, yes, as we mentioned before, we have shortlisted. We are looking for two customers to add. Both of them, as I mentioned last time, they are global present, and they have stores all over, and we'll be working directly with the brand. So the business will start hopefully in the next 6 months time. By then we will also have adequate capacities to accommodate for their orders. And capacity utilization is around 72%. But before going to the capacity utilization, I would also like to highlight that regarding free trade agreement, FTA with UK, Europe, and Canada is going very strong and steady, and most probably by October, I think there will be a conclusion of FTA between the UK and India. This will be a very great advantage, and we will be at par with any other duty-free countries like Bangladesh and Sri Lanka, etc. Then we will have a same level playing. This is also one of the reasons why our existing customers as well as new customers are looking to place business with India, and where again for the babies, they would prefer only SPFR Limited. Then regarding capacity utilization, this is around 72% currently and is expected to increase by another 10 to 15% going forward. So which means we expect around 82 to 85% in the next few quarters. The new customers are looking for bigger factories, and hence we are planning to add one more factory in the down south in this year. And with regard to spinning, as explained to you all, our expansion of three frames, that is 3,600 spindles, is completed currently and have started yielding production. Further, as inspected in last call, to mitigate the risk of availability of quality yarn and consistency in supply, we have tied up with a mill on the conversion basis so that the supply is without any volatility. The financial year, our spinning plant has demonstrated well both in terms of margins and production. It has contributed significantly to the margins. With regard to the cotton prices for spinning, this is, until now the cotton prices are steadily increasing, and the various our associations and talking to central government and the state government to intervene and see that it is, you know, some actions are being taken. Until then the prices continue to increase. We hope that in the next 2 months time, there will be definitely an arrest in the further increase, and probably the price will start coming down after 2 months time. This is with regard to the spinning. And to go back to the garmenting, I want to inform, because one of the shareholders had questioned about the quantities. So what for the year completed, financial year 22, we have done 3 crore pieces. So the number of pieces what we have produced last year shipped is 5 crore pieces for the year 21-22, and the order book is 3 crores of pieces on hand. That is 327 crores in value and 3 crore pieces in volume terms. And going back to processing division, in spite of the coal availability and the raise in the input cost, our processing division continued to perform well and with good utilization levels and contributing to the margin effectively. Our SPFL, the UK division, has seen a lot of disruptions in supply chain majorly due to the third wave in the UK and Europe. Non-availability of adequate containers has also interrupted the supply chain and disturbed the revenue for the current year, for the current quarter. Revenue for the quarter stood at GBP 2.1 million as against 2.2 million year on year last year. Current liquidity, our liquidity position is strong and we have serviced all the debts up to date. With regard to retail division, I would request Mr. Chenduran, the Managing Director of SP Retail Ventures, to brief you on the performance of the retail division and its updates. Thank you. Over to Chenduran.
Thank you, Chairman. So I'm Chenduran, Managing Director of SP Retail Ventures, which is the 100% subsidiary of SP Apparels. Wholly for sale. So, as you know, we hold the license for the brand Crocodile, which was part of a division, a retail division, SP Apparels. Currently, the license this with SP Retail Ventures. On the numbers, I'm sure CFO will be able to explain in terms of the value of the slum sale. So in terms of retail, last year, last 2-3 years has been very difficult, where in terms of COVID and lockdown, a lot of discontinuity in terms of the supply chain as well as with the closure of a lot of stores. But this financial year onwards, it has picked up. It is very positive now. So to give a brief update on the retail front, apart from Crocodile, SP Retail Ventures also has the license of a brand called Head, which is one of the premium tennis brands. The brand is very well, top three in terms of tennis and the skiing. And we have the license for the brand for the sportswear as well as the footwear of Head in India. Apart from Head, with Head, we signed a 15-year royalty agreement with exits in between, mutual exits. And apart from that, SPRVL also holds the license for a UK-based kidswear brand, a premium kidswear brand which is based in the UK called Angel Rocket. Again, it is licensing agreement for now, but we intend to acquire the brand in the future. It is a premium kidswear brand which is completely designed in the UK for the global market. It has a huge presence online in UK, Europe, and the Middle East in offline stores. And in India, we are present currently in around 70 large format stores like Shopper Stop, Lifestyle, Central, Iconic, Capsons. Apart from that, in all the online platforms like Myntra, AGO, FirstCry, even Nykaa in India alone. There is a standalone store, exclusive brand outlet planned in Bangalore. And apart from that, we are also planning to increase the footprint in terms of large format stores as well as EBOs. That's it in terms of the update from the retail side. Over to CFO, Mr. Balaji.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, Chairman and Director, for the brief update. Regarding the financials, I would just like to update you on the consolidated financials for the quarter. Adjusted revenue stood at 258 crores as against 193 crores year on year. Adjusted EBITDA stood at 45.75 crores as against 25.16 crores year on year. PBT stood at 36.58 crores as against 15.19 crores year on year. PAT stood at 25.25 crores as against 10.56 crores year on year. EPS for the quarter stood at 9.83 versus 4.11 year on year, which is a 240% increase. On a standalone financials for the quarter, adjusted revenue stood at 219.92 crores versus 163 crores year on year, which is an increase of 35%. Adjusted EBITDA stood at 20.1%. PBT stood at 36 crores as against 15.98 crores year on year, and PAT stood at 23.26 crores as against 98 crores year on year. Sorry, 9.8 crores year on year. EPS for the quarter stood at 9.83 versus 3.82 year on year, which is a 257% increase. Consolidated financials for the whole year. Total revenue stood at 867 crores versus 653 crores year on year, which is an increase of growth of 33%. Adjusted EBITDA stood at 153 crores as against 107 crores year on year, which is an increase of 43%. PBT stood at 114 crores as against 59 crores year on year, which is an increase of 94%. PAT stood at 84.6 crores versus 43 crores year on year, which is a growth of 96%. EPS for the whole year stood at 32.96 as against 16.8 year on year, which is 96% increase. Standalone financials for the whole year. Total revenue stood at 742 crores versus 536 crores, which is an increase of 38%. Adjusted EBITDA stood at 20.9%. PBT for the year stood at 113 crores versus 53 crores year on year. PAT stood at 83.2 crores versus 38.68 crores year on year. EPS on a standalone basis stood at 32.38 versus 15.06 year on year. Please be informed that our credit rating has been upgraded currently to AA negative stable for the long term, and short term we have been upgraded to A1 plus stable. With regard to the debts in the books, on a standalone basis, we have a gross debt of 173 crores and a net debt of 117 crores. In terms of a consolidated basis, we have a gross debt of 197 and a net debt of 141 crores. On the working capital front, our inventory on a standalone basis stood at 332 crores and on a consolidated it stood at 332 and on standalone basis it stood at 295 crores. On receivables, consolidated basis, our receivables were at 108 crores. On a standalone, we are 162 crores. On payable front, on consolidated basis, it is 118 crores. On a standalone basis, payables is at 88 crores. Increase in the inventory level is mainly due to increase in the cotton prices and other costs of material. The increased cost of escalation has increased the carrying cost in the inventory and without increase in the working capital limit. And this shows that the strength of the company and its liquidity. All the other information are available in the presentation, and we can get into the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Nirav Savai with Abacus Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding this SPUK subsidiary. Now, we have been doing this business for a long time. So how do we see the future growth trajectory, and what are the kind of working capital requirements we have for this business?
So SPUK, we have started working with SPUK since 2016 onwards. And it's 6 years now, and we cannot consider FY20 and 21 because of the disturbed COVID issues, you cannot consider that. But it's purely a trading model where we are looking at the revenue of close to 9 million next quarter, 9 to 10 million. And it's purely back-to-back in terms of POs. So working capital should be hardly 45 days there.
Okay. But over a period of next 2-3 years, do we see this going 2x or even bigger than that?
Yes, working capital?
No, I'm saying in the overall terms of size, if we see the revenue pie.
As I've been explaining before also, so unfortunately, 3 years have been affected. 2021, even 22 is because of the supply chain issues, and they reopened the stores and the business picked up and the stock and everything. So it had an after effect for another 1 year. So now it's getting back on track. So the business model is purely based on the reputation of the company SPFRE, which is very well known to the UK and Ireland market. So as I always mentioned, some of the brands, which they work in a different model, which means they want everyone landed delivery in the sense. They want the suppliers to do the designing, the sourcing, compliances, quality, and delivery to their warehouses. So this kind of service is something which, most of the companies are, the retailers are doing. And for them, our company is the best app for this kind of full service, as full service vendor. So there is a lot of chances that already we have 3 customers. So probably with these 3 customers, we can easily double the business in the next 1 or 2 years. I mean, I will say 2 to 3 years' time. So it's a good opportunity for this business model, which is not taking away any of our the India business. It is an additional extra business.
Okay. And so what would be a hedging policy? You know, we have seen a lot of volatility in pound. So would there be any impact in the first quarter?
On this, due to this yarn price, you mean the cotton price?
No, I'm saying in the pound, as a, I mean, would there be any impact of currency because of extreme volatility in pound in the first quarter? And what is a hedging policy? I mean, is there something which
we
practice?
We have very clear forex policy. I think let CFO explain.
Yes.
We have a very clear forex policy where we cover 80% of our orders within 6-7 days from the date of receipt of the order, so that we cover the volatility in terms of any currency fluctuation. And whenever we do costing with the customer, we work on the current prices and work accordingly. So there cannot be huge volatility because of the currency, at least next couple of quarters.
Right. And sir, the way the cotton prices have gone, in our category also, would there be a big impact? Because, you know, this is infant wear category where, which I understand is lesser commoditized than, you know, the adult wear and also. What can be the potential impact or how difficult it is to take price hikes in this segment?
Yeah.
So we have given a guidance in terms of percentage anywhere between 18 to 20. And I think we would like to stick between 18 to 20 in terms of the guidance. If at all there is any pressure because of the cotton prices fluctuation, it could have a pressure to an extent of 100, not beyond 100%, 100 bips on the margin. So only 100 bips could be a risk here.
Right. And sir, is there any expansion plan going ahead as far as the sewing machines are concerned for next couple of years?
Yeah, if you recollect in the chairman speech, now we have a couple of customers where they are looking at new facilities or facilities with a bigger capacity. So already the existing capacities are tied up with the existing customers. So we are looking at one factory down south, which could come up with a bigger capacity. That may happen towards the end of the financial year.
Okay. So end of FY23, we might see this new facility coming on stream.
Yeah.
And so how many machines would be we would be adding in that? Anything if you can give some number?
So we cannot predict it now, but the capacity should be at least 2,000-2,500 machines at full utilization levels, because we would like to go in phases there.
Okay. And so what would be the capex behind this new facility which we are planning?
It could be anywhere between 50 to 60 crores in terms of the whole project.
Okay. So it's not 2,000 machines, it's about 1,000 machines.
1,000 machines. Okay. All right, so that's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Vaisham Jain with DSP Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. So I have a couple of questions. First of all, congratulations on good set of numbers. So first is on garment business. Our earlier guidance of around 1,000 crores in the garment export business, does that guidance still holds true for FY23?
Yeah, I think we have not taken back any guidance. We are working towards 1,000 crores of revenue for the garment next year, FY23.
Right. And what you mentioned in your initial remarks, is it correct that despite several headwinds which we see in the industry, the margin could be, at least in the near term, we have the visibility of 18 to 20% with 100 basis point differential in your core business. Is that a fair understanding?
Yeah, just now I said that could be, we have been guiding for 18 to 20, but because of the unusual cotton prices, there could be a pressure in the margin to an extent of a percentage.
Right, understood, sir. Great. And my last question is on SP Retail, the new subsidiary which you created. Just to understand, how are you approaching this business? Because last 5 years, if you look at this business, and one can argue that 21, 22 are affected years because of pandemic and all. But on a base of 50-odd crores, this business have hardly grown in the past. 50 crores have moved to 82 crores in FY19 in a very small base. So clearly there has been the scalability has been an issue in this business. And now we are we had this Crocodile brand, but we are now adding another two brands here. So how are we planning to deploy capital in this business given the not so great track record in the past? If Mr. Chandran can help in terms of how the capital employed will be in this business and what kind of risk measures, because on the profitability side also over the last 5 years, if you look at the cumulative EBITDA, it's actually negative. So just the thought process on scalability of this business and also the risk management. Yeah, that's it from my side.
So this is Chandran. Thanks, Rishi. So in terms of the past 5 years, there have been a lot of ups and downs in terms of the inventory management. There have been certain errors and mistakes where the stores opened or we closed some channels. And if you just ignore the last 2 years because of COVID, the earlier 3 years, there were a lot of corrections that we had to do internally, which we knowingly did. But at that point of time, even before COVID, the plan was to achieve a 100 CR top line in Crocodile alone. And unfortunately, we had the situation where we couldn't do anything, but we've still achieved a significant top line in spite of losing 4 months. So effectively, last financial year, we lost 5 months if we don't take into account the weekend lockdowns, which are, again, peak for retail. We lost a couple of months with the transition. We've upgraded the SAP in terms of from migration from this entity to the other entity. There was a lot of hindrances, but as of today, as it stands, even from April onwards, we've been on track to achieve the number that we proposed to achieve. So in terms of scalability, it has always been possible, but internally there had been issues earlier, but that is precisely what we worked on. In the last 2 years, in terms of inventory also, we've considerably reduced to an extent of 10 CR. The inventory has come down, which is not by liquidation. We effectively used the inventory to achieve the numbers, and we reduced the buying. So going forward on the capital terms as well, with the existing inventory, by improving more in the core business, core products, we will be managing the capital, working capital, and the inventory. So if we do only fashion, then we have to keep changing every season. But the contribution from wholesale distribution, which is going to be higher, is going to help us in terms of effective utilization of the inventory and the capital. And in terms of the new brand also, where we've not taken any additional overheads in terms of teams or marketing or any such thing. So, but they've already started giving us revenues. So that is going to help in terms of the overall overheads for the retail as a entity.
Okay. So in 4-5 years plan, if you can share how scalable this business can become?
I don't know if I can
give the losses which we may see in the initial period, or it will be break-even kind of business at least for the first 2 years.
It will definitely be a break-even this financial year. It has already started that way. And to be very honest, if there is no unprecedented issues with COVID or lockdowns again, every month, is going to be definitely EBITDA positive. And going forward, if I don't know if I can give a guidance on a 5-year plan on a number, but we'll definitely be growing 50 to 60% every year.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
That's a good with the new brands also, so it looks very progressive from now onwards.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Forum Makim with Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just had a couple of questions. So could you share the realization per piece number for the quarter?
Should be close to 125 rupees, 126 rupees per piece.
Okay, and how was that last quarter?
Last quarter, it was around 104 or 114, sorry. Last quarter.
So it's gone up by almost 10%.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is the reason for the improvement in gross margins Q-on-Q, and what would be the impact in Q1 on a margin since we are sitting on a high-cost inventory?
See, all the inventory which the company is holding or is carrying under work in progress is purely towards the orders in hand. In case my order book is 327 crores, I need to have at least 180 crores of inventory under WIP, where I have already taken the cotton, yarn, and the completed the dyed process. So the process in terms of work in progress is purely towards my orders in hand. And in terms of my raw material, because we are backward integrated, our inventory at both as cotton and yarn in our spinning divisions, and dyeing plant is also considered as raw material, and the carrying cost at the current cost should definitely be on the higher side. On the margin front, the current quarter there is a betterment in terms of the margin, is purely because of our spinning division contributing on the margin, because we were carrying cotton at average prices, better average prices previously, which is giving us better margins for the current quarter. Going forward, our holding, we have come down to 45 days of holding, so the margins could have some hit at the spinning division level.
So would that be a temporary phenomenon, or it could last for the whole financial year?
I'm not sure. The cotton prices, only God can say how it's going to work.
Right, sir. So in a cash flow statement, there's a 6 crore impact due to some forex loss. Could you just explain what that is?
That is not forex loss, that is gain, mark-to-market gain of 6 crores.
So we booked that gain.
Yeah. And in our presentation, you could see that the margins are getting adjusted towards that.
Right. And so have we started operating the second shift?
Actually, in one of our factories, in a small level, like one line we have started, slowly we will be increasing one by one, and we are trying to add the second shift in one more factory also. That will happen next month.
Okay, so by next month it should be operational.
Yeah. Now we have already started operating one line, and slowly we are increasing one by one.
In one factory we have started running the second shift for one line, and it's on a trial basis. And same way, what she says, next month we will be starting one more line in another factory. So probably in the next 3-4 months' time, the number of lines in those factories will be increased.
Right. And so we spoke about adding two new customers. So what could be a revenue potential from those customers?
I think they are big brands. Their volumes are unlimited. And they are focusing us for the babies and kids. So it all, you know, like in the first year, we will be just starting on a trial basis. So the real business starts from next year, 23-24. By then, our new factory will be also ready for the new customers. So from say April 23, the business will take off for those two customers.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rishabh Mundada with ICMA. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I just wanted to understand this, since this cotton prices have been increasing. So in all likelihood, the margins in Q1 of FY23 would be impacted if the company is not able to fully pass on the price hikes to customers.
Yes. See, it's like this, you know, we always factor in the cotton prices in anticipation, which means we add another certain percentage of increase in anticipation and do the costing, and we are able to get some, you know, via media prices. So this is how we are managing it now, because, you know, even the customers know that all over the world this is the situation. So it's not only the price of SP, it's the price for everybody. So they are cooperating, and the one good thing is that the customers, the retailers have started putting up their prices also. So which is a good news for us, because unless they increase their selling prices, how can they pass on some prices to us? So that has started happening now. So I think the whole industry has started accepting the current situation, and until the situation restores. So that's the current scenario.
Okay. So, sir, you mean to say you have taken price hikes in current quarter?
Sorry, you have to come back on your question.
Sir, you mean to say that you have taken price hikes in the current quarter?
Yeah. Whatever orders we have taken previously is going to be shipped for the current quarter, and you expect the prices, I mean, beyond covered at that prices during
the person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line. Neengal pesum nabar ungal aipai holdil vaitullar. Daiva seidhu lineil kaathirukavum. Aap jis vyakti se baat kar rahe hain, usne aapki call ko hold par rakha hai.
Hello.
Yeah.
You were telling something that goods are like about this goods are shipped.
The goods are being shipped in Q1. We have factored in a certain increase of yarn prices. But the fact was slightly that the yarn price has gone up more than what we factored in. So in this quarter one, there will be an impact to some extent, say about 1%.
Okay. But sir, let's say hypothetically, like if the cotton prices remain high for another two quarters, so from Q2, so we will be able to pass on these prices to our customers?
Yes, we are trying as much as possible, and the customers also understand the situation. And that is why I said that they were forced to increase their retail prices. So there is a room for passing on some prices to us. So I think we should be able to manage the same 80 to 20% with maybe an impact of about 1% as CFO mentioned.
Okay. Sure.
Overall, yes.
One more point, sir. In terms of this, are we seeing any impact of inflation in this Europe markets on the demand front? Let's say over the two, three quarters?
In terms of the demand, there is no, as Chairman was indicating, that the FTA is coming, China factor, like the container, the ships are not able to leave the ports from China because of the COVID lockdown. So many factors, and demand is definitely far better comparing last year. So there is no big impact on the demand front.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aman with Carnelian. Please go ahead. Mr. Aman, your line has been unmuted. You can proceed with your question.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sir, as I can see, like, during this quarter, we have basically exported around 1.5 crore garment pieces. So, do we expect that for the next year, we would be doing 6 crores pieces at least, like what we did during the peak of FY19?
Current year, we have done 50 million pieces, and we are expecting it to increase by 10 to 15% next year. As you heard Mr. Sundar talking about the future and the number of pieces, so we are looking at definitely increasing by 10 to 15% in terms of the volume.
Okay, noted. So my second question was on the labor side. So we had previously guided that we are basically adding around 300 labor per month, out of which we are basically planning to retain around 200. So how has that been going on? Like, are we facing any issues or is that on track right now?
Yeah, labor front, as we committed, there was an inflow of 200 to 300 people until last month. Due to some policy changes in Orissa part, there was a less inflow expected this month and next month. So again, from next June onwards, definitely July onwards, we will be getting inflow of 300 as we committed. So regard to capacity commitment, as we committed, we will be able to achieve the machines what we have already committed.
Okay. Thank you. That was it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Samir Palod with Om Fund Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Just some clarification, sir. I'm a little new to the company. So as far as the two sort of subsidiaries are concerned, you mentioned that the Indian retail business has been hived off into a subsidiary, and there you will look to basically raise private equity or strategic capital. So there won't be any capital employed from the parent company into that business. Is that understanding correct?
So for the new retail ventures which has been hived off, there we are transferred on a slum sale consideration of 53.5 crores, which will sometime be converted into equity at some point of time. And when private equity is joining us, then that will help them grow their business.
And I understand, but there won't be any. So apart from this 53 crores, which will get converted to equity at some point in time, there's not going to be, there's no plan to additionally invest more money into that subsidiary. It will come from external sources, either private equity or strategic. Is that correct?
Correct. Until as of today, we feel that whatever is invested into is enough, and we would like to partner with somebody like a private equity or a strategic investor to take the business to the next height.
So what does SPUK actually do?
SPUK is purely a trading company where whatever orders which we are not able to take because of the quantities of the order size, SPUK takes the order and gets it outsourced somewhere else and gets it shipped to the customer. It's purely a leverage on the
In fact, you know, as I mentioned before, there are certain small retailers who would not like to do the sourcing or quality directly because of the cost budget involved. And so they would like to have some local importers, full service vendors who can do the designing, sourcing, compliances, and the shipping, everything quality. So this, in order to serve those small retailers, I mean not small, really, medium size, as well as those who want full service. So our UK office will approach them, and they will do the designing, present to them, and get the order booking, and they can source it from anywhere in the world. They can source from Bangladesh, source from India, source from anywhere, Sri Lanka. So that
it is not sourced from HP Apparel, the parent, at all.
Sorry?
HP Apparel, the parent, there is no sourcing from HP Apparel in India.
It will not source from HP Apparel here. They will source directly from other factories, not us.
Okay. Sir, second question is, sir, I don't know if I heard you correctly. You said there is about a 350-odd crore order book for about three crore pieces. Is that number right?
Close to 30 million pieces.
Sorry, come again?
Close to 30 million pieces, he said.
For about 350 crore. So isn't there a dramatic drop in the per piece value?
So it's only a rough number. In terms of quantity, I think I can share it when we are able to communicate through mail. I'll communicate through mail on the correct number of pieces.
Actually, the value is right at 327 crores. So the average price now is 135 rupees. So you can calculate the pieces.
But last year you did 5 crore pieces for about 800 and for 750 crores of
crores of revenue is along with all the other operational income, exchange gain, the duty drawback, and all put together. So the number what I am talking is purely on the export front.
Okay, but in the last quarter, you mentioned that you are doing 160, 170 rupees a piece in one of the earlier questions. So I'm just trying to figure out. Realization, I'm just trying to get a good sense whether it is moving up, it remains stagnant.
Hello. Last year, FY22, the garment sales is 578 crores, and we shipped export alone.
All put together, 740.
Correct, but we shipped 5 crores, so it is 160 rupees.
The sales we are talking about is only export sales, but you are comparing with the all other income also, so that is the difference. If we compare exactly with the only the sales part, the growth rate is about 20% it is.
Sorry, the growth rate of per piece realization?
One second, let me understand. Okay. See, last year the cost of the the sale value of the export is per piece is 116 rupees for five crore pieces.
Is it 116 rupees?
Yes.
Yes.
Sale value.
578 divided by 50 million pieces.
570 divided by 5
million pieces.
So where does, how do you, 517 crores and your total sales,
government sales, 517 crores, correct? No, no, the sales of garmenting is 517 crores, leaving spinning and dyeing revenue apart. Only export division, garment export. And divided by 5 crores is another 15.
Sir, I'm unable to understand. I'm looking at your slide 10 out of your presentation, which talks about garment exports of 742 crores.
Export has got a backward, it is backward integrated. So we have spinning division.
Can be, but what is your per piece realization from your buyer? He's not looking at, he's basically buying a garment from you, right? Fully finished.
No, what is, what is your doubt, please?
Sir, I'm trying to get what do your buyers pay you on a per piece basis, and I'm trying to figure out whether that per piece realization due to a product mix or raw material cost escalation or better margins, how is it increasing, let's say, between 21, 22 and in the coming year?
No, I think you should, let's not waste the time here. You can talk to us separately, we'll explain things.
You contact us, I will talk to you separately and explain you how things are arising. I think you are looking at this for the first time, so I'll explain you separately.
Sir, and my last question, if you can permit, just over a slightly longer term period, we are hearing that the Indian garment exporters are seeing very, very good demand from UK as well as US. There's also some discussion around a treaty with the UK, and given a lot of your exports and your customers are in the UK, what sort of volume growth do you think this business can generate, not just necessarily FY23, but over a 2-3 year period? How are you seeing this business develop, your garment export business specifically?
So we have already given guidance in terms of the growth next 2-3 years. So FY23, we are looking at a revenue growth somewhere around 20% increase, and going forward it should be anywhere between 10-15% because of the complexity of the product. So we are looking at 10-15% revenue growth from FY24 onwards.
Okay, but despite...
This is the operator. Mr. Sameer, if you have more questions, please join the queue afresh. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and constraint, we would request you to ask questions for 2 per participant. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhilasha Satadi with Monarch Network. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me opportunity. Sir, you have mentioned that in FY23, the average revenue what you would be clocking will be around 1,000 crores for the garment division. And for the volume growth, you are guiding around 10-12% increase with 70% utilization, and that going up to around 80-82%. So the rest of the growth, another 20% growth will come from the realization, product mix. How is it distributed?
Ma'am, if you recollect the last con call which we have explained, that there is a significant increase in the cost. So there is an escalation in the cost given by the customers, which could be anywhere between 10-12%. And there will be an increase in the volume growth also. So as the previous person asked, there could be anywhere between 10-15% in terms of the volume growth, and because of the prices getting escalated, 10-12% growth could be there because of the price. So both put together, that is where we said that it could be anywhere between 20-25%.
And I can add on to this is, please bear in mind that there is a continuous improvement in our efficiency. That will also fetch about another 5% minimum of increase in the output, which will automatically improve the growth. Another one is increase in efficiency, the third one is increase in the price.
Okay, and what is likely to be our peak capacity utilization? Is it like, you know, that 80, 82 would be the peak utilization, and then the addition of this 1,000, 1,500 machines will give us further volume growth in
FY24? Our peak utilization can be anywhere between 85% to 90%.
Okay. Okay, so when we are seeing, you know, the demand is so buoyant, and the India, you know, there is a lot of inquiry, order book is increasing, then why we are guiding so conservatively, and we also have a capacity?
So if you recollect the chairman's speech, in his first, he said that our USP is on the children's product, where the entry barriers are on the higher side. Since we are in the niche segment, the skilled labor force is a challenge which we are managing, and we have already aligned with a couple of skill development agencies to increase our capacity utilization, which Mrs. Deva spoke about a couple of questions before. About increasing the capacity going forward.
So as we always say, see, getting the business is not as tough challenge as, you know, getting the capacity increased, because it's a labor intensive unit where we need a skill, mostly the women employees. So that is something, that is a challenge in this industry. So we are doing our best to, our growth plan is based on our capacity, always. The more the machines running, we can get the business, we can grow our business. So that's the model.
Okay, sure. So 10 to 15% is more like a sustainable volume growth over a longer period of time. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Neeraj Manasinghe with White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Ms. Sudhra, I think the question is on the capacity. How many machines do you have right now installed in your current locations?
All our location, we have 5,100 machines, and our utilization level is at 72%.
Right. So this when you say utilization, you do not use the second shift. It's just a single shift being utilized, and of that, 72% machines are being used. Is it the right way to look at that?
Correct. Your understanding is right.
And how many employees are there at the end of the year, last year?
Last year, we have close to around 12,000 employees on roll.
Okay, but if I see the numbers, on a December quarter call, you had said 12,500, and the number of March, you're talking about 12,000. So has there been a fall in the employees in the company?
Oh, no, actually, the people, because of COVID, so many people didn't turn up. And this January, we did the cleanup in terms of settlements have been taken to people who have not returned back for a longer term. So the numbers are now looking at 12 days.
Okay. But our company has been struggling to get the number of employees addition. So how do you see this addition? I understand you have done contacting with the agencies to get you employees. How do you see the employee increasing over the period of next 6 months or a year from now?
So don't get into number of employees. For us, every mission has to is to be supported by 2.25 employees. So if I'm running 100 missions in one factory, then I should effectively have 225 people working in that factory, because you have the ironing work to be done, you have the helper cutting work to be done, you have to do the buttoning work, so you have to have the complete process in-house. So for us, for every mission, you should have 2.25 people working. And moreover, we are backward integrated. We have our dyeing facility with employees. We have our spinning people with employees, which all contributing to the number of 12,000.
No, but the reason I'm asking is only one. I'm just coming to the same thing that you have. Do you see your utilization going to 85% with 12,000 employees?
No. See, utilization is only because of the presence of the operator on the sewing machine. So my utilization only, say for example, if I'm having 100 sewing machine factory and I have 200 employees on roll and I have only 10 sewing operators coming, then only 10 machines can run. So my utilization level and number of employees on roll doesn't matter.
Okay. So then if, you know, so coming to the same question, if it is not matching, then what is stopping you from getting 85% utilization despite you having orders fully in hand, you're not reaching to that level?
We need operators. See, if I have to run one machine, first I need one operator and help us another 1.2. So if I don't have an operator, then I cannot use the helper also. So the same question again.
Then are there shortage of operators and how do you see the number of operators increasing over the next 1 year?
Yeah, that's what I told you. Now we have to do an aggressive sourcing. Manpower sourcing, we have to train them and that's the major thing, you know. That's the challenge.
Okay. Great.
No.
Thank you very
much. Your question is how can we grow if we don't have the operators, correct?
Exactly. I'm trying to understand that.
I don't have an operator. No, I said I'm going to recruit. That's our continuous process.
So the question is, what is the visibility that you will be able to hire? Because I know you have done contracting with skilled people, skill agencies. So how much confidence do you have that you can hire employees so then your utilization can go up much beyond 85%?
So that's an ongoing thing. Gradually only we can do it because it's a lot of ifs and buts are there. So I think it's a continuous process. I cannot give you a clear visibility.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, this was the last question for today. And now I would like to hand the conference back over to the management for closing remarks.
Are we waiting for? Hello?
So, if you want to give some closing remarks, you can proceed.
Yes, please, yes. Yep. So I think I have been able to, we have been able to answer to most of your questions. If anything still not clarified, still if you have any queries, please do not hesitate to call any one of us or email us. We will be able to explain in detail. And otherwise, thanks for your support. Thanks for the time you spent. Thanks for showing interest in investing in our organization. Please rest assured, as I always say that, this company is in a fully growth mode and we are looking for great numbers in the next 5 years' time. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Batliwala and Kalani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.